very welcome along to a brand new edition of Opinions Matter and another episode of our podcast, which we record live most days at the White Suns Hotel in Portmarnock. And I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, IrishTaxRebates.ie. IrishTaxRebates.ie. If you are in line for a tax rebate, if you pay tax in the last couple of years, why not log on to IrishTaxRebates.ie? They only charge 10% fee plus VAT in comparison to some tax agents that can charge up to 30% in fees. So go to IrishTaxRebates.ie. If you've paid tax in the last few years, you could be due, but you could be due anything. We've had listeners get in contact with us that have got $2,000 back. We've got listeners onto us who have got $3,000 back. The average amount that you will get back, this isn't guaranteed, by the way, but the average amount is $1,092. So it's better off in your pocket than in the tax man's pocket. And here's just one of many happy listeners that did check out IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Hi, guys. Just want to leave a quick voice note about your sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate. So after hearing the advertisements on your shows, I decided, sure, why not? Let's go for it. So I went on to their webpage, filled out the form. They emailed me the next day, told me exactly what they were looking for. I sent off all the information. And then about a week, maybe 10 days later, I found out I was due a tax return of €800. So thanks a million. We're delighted.
Anyway, check them out, IrishTaxRebates.ie. Now, what do we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter? As you know, we often ask our listeners, you guys, to text us in on 085 825 2626 with topics that you want us to talk about. And today's one is from Anthony, and he says,
this is a topic I think you should talk about on your show. Last Saturday night, I was out on a stag night and I jumped into a taxi home. Taxi driver asked me where I was going and I told him Blanche Village, and he was grand. When we got there, I told him to drop me into my girlfriend's estate because I was staying there in Sheepmoor. And he said, no, I'm not driving in there because I was attacked in there last year, which I don't believe, in brackets. So he left me off at the entrance to the estate and had to walk 10 minutes in the pissing, and I had to walk 10 minutes in the pissing rain at 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought they had to bring you all the way. I'm disgusted because this is discrimination. Sheepmoor is grand. There's good and bad everywhere. Will you highlight this? Anthony in Blanche.
Okay, now I don't know much about Sheepmoor. Katie, you do. You used to live
there. Yeah, it's a shithole.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. It's a shithole.
In what way? What do you mean?
It's just a rough estate. Rough estates. It's not got a great rep either. There's always trouble in Sheepmoor.
What sort of trouble?
Just antisocial behaviour. It's like that with Dublin buses. You see it as well. Dublin buses avoiding areas. Young fellas out throwing stones. People fighting. Not all people, but Sheepmoor is known for being a bit of a rough estate.
Well, how come I never heard of it before? I've heard of Sheepmoor, but I didn't hear it was that bad. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh God, I don't live in Blanche anymore, so I don't know. But I know it's rough.
Well, when you lived in Blanche, you said Sheepmoor is a place you would have avoided.
Yeah. Let's say I wouldn't have gone up there to hang around.
Okay, so Anthony gets in the taxi on Saturday night, just gone, 2 o'clock in the morning, says he wants to be dropped to the Blanchardstown Village. And then when they get there, he says, actually, drop me into Sheepmoor. That's where my girlfriend lives. I'm staying there tonight. And the taxi driver will only drop him to the entrance of Sheepmoor. Actually, sorry, I do know where Sheepmoor is. Isn't that the place where I got attacked handing out selection boxes a couple
years
ago?
That is.
These little gurriers coming up to me kicking the wingers.
That's Sheepmoor.
Oh, that's Sheepmoor.
That's Sheepmoor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome to Sheepmoor.
Okay, welcome to Sheepmoor. Yeah, I was handing out selection boxes for a previous radio station, and a load of young fellas came along and attacked us and attacked the cars.
Sheepmoor featured a few times in Inside the K as well.
And even now, I remember one of the girls that we had, one of the promotions girls.
Mm. She was terrified.
What did the young fella say to her? This young fella was only about 13. He turned around to her and he says,
it was vile, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to grab you and I'm going to drag you into a bush and rape you. And I'm like,
that's awful. I know he's only a horrible little scoby, but like, it's still a horrible thing when you're trying to go out and do, you're actually trying to go out and spread some joy. You're trying to do something nice for the community.
And then he squares up to me. It was so funny. 13-year-old squaring up to me. Like, I stepped back because I didn't know that if he's going. But anyway, that's a different story.
He must have been very mad to square up to you.
Absolutely. But anyway, we got run out of Sheepmoor, so that is my...
But yes, Sheepmoor would not be... Let's say I wouldn't walk through Sheepmoor with a grand in my pocket.
Anthony's problem is the taxi driver refused to go into Sheepmoor. Now, which side of the argument are you on? Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, Jeremy. I'm 40. I haven't been listening. I have been doing other things. But I it's own fault that you had to walk out here to start with.
Yes.
In the rain, because anybody with any common sense knows that no taxi driver is going to put himself or that car in danger by going into a dangerous estate. I live in a dangerous estate. I don't have a problem with them leaving me over at the car park.
Well, you should.
And I'll pay the taxi driver.
Well, you should have a problem. What's the estate, by the way, if you don't mind me saying?
Why should I?
Of course you should, because they have a right to drop you to your door.
But they have a right to also be safe as every other human being. If they don't feel safe or uncomfortable, then why should they? They don't have a right. They can stop and they can ask you if they feel uncomfortable with you in their taxi. They can ask you to leave your taxi. Am I wrong? Or vice versa, if you're uncomfortable in the taxi, stop the taxi. I want to get out, please. Am I wrong?
You see...
Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm listening to you, but it... What was the estate?
Jeremy, would you put your life in danger? Would you, if you knew it was a bad area, I know Katie will agree with me. If you knew that it was a bad area and you knew that something might happen, you had a feeling in your gut for an extra 5 to 10 euros, would you drive into that estate? Honestly, answer me honestly. You have 3 children. Answer me honestly now.
But how bad? What's going to happen if you? It's only a housing estate. That's all it is.
It's only a housing estate with a load of. We have gangs. There's gangs everywhere. So they bring them down the lane, don't pay them. That's what they're down 25 euros plus that petrol money. Then, if they do, they're robbed and God knows what they take, smash up their car, leave the poor taxi driver in a bad way. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, no, I think you're talking. Fair play to you that you're from an estate.
Hold on, Katie, sorry if I interrupt you.
No, you're alright.
There's Ballymun, I'm from Ballymun. There's 2 gaps in Ballymun, and when you go out these gaps, you cannot, if you were a driver and you got out even 2 seconds behind the person, you would not know where that person went. There is houses everywhere. I actually get into taxis and I tell them taxi drivers, avoid them 2 lanes. Because so many people have been robbed, beaten, their cars smashed up, and then how are they left? They're left in a bad way while these little Johnnies run off home and they get high on substances.
Okay, the estate that you live in, will taxi drivers go into that estate, the estate you live in? They won't.
Some will.
And
some will if they know the estate. Some will if they know the estate. If they're not comfortable, I will not. I won't force them. Even if it's lashing rain, if I have 10 bags, I won't force them. I won't.
But I won't ask
anybody to be uncomfortable and put their life in danger. That's wrong.
You're paying them a wage to drop you to your door.
It's an extra couple of minute walk, Jeremy, for the sake of safety.
But hold on. I'm getting paid a wage to do my job. So therefore, if I feel like a customer is putting my life in danger or whatever else, or if I have to go, I have the right to refuse. It's a job, Jeremy. You understand? It's a job.
I understand it's a job. But the job is to drop you to where you're going. Imagine if you were...
Yeah, but the job also isn't to have be held at knife point or to be robbed or have your windows smashed.
Yeah, it's not to have your life in
That's
danger.
That's not part of the job.
Yeah, but how bad is the estate you live in that you think a taxi driver is going to be held up by knife point if he goes into your estate? How bad?
It's bad. Bad enough that you would, yeah. And the car got taken off him, robbed and rallied, and he'd be left there.
And do you mind me asking, Emma, do you feel safe in your own estate?
His phone taken off him so he can't ring in the guard. Sorry?
Do you feel safe? Like, would you feel safe walking in and out of your own estate?
Oh, yeah. No, I know all the little fellas and whatever you want to call them, all the Johnnies. I know them, so I'll just walk in and out when I feel I'm okay. I know them, so they know me. But unfortunately, they do be high on substances, and then taxi driver's an easy target. There's a car for us. Let's go rallying, lads.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Emma. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. I can't believe she's not offended by the fact that the taxi driver refused to
go to
the estate.
Because I think most people who are, you know, of sane mind and have any kind of intelligence at all would say that no job is worth even the risk of that.
Well, you can be attacked anywhere, by the way.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Let's see what Damien has to say about this.
Hi guys, Damien here.
Hey Damien.
The taxi driver is only contractually bound to bring your man as far as Blanche Village. That's what he asked for. If he had have given the address at the start, the taxi driver could have decided whether or not he was going to take the fare at all.
Yeah, but you see, he said Blanchardstown at the start, and then he realised that he was staying in his girlfriend's, who lives in Sheepmoor, which is, how far is Sheepmoor from Blanchardstown Village?
A couple of minutes walk.
It's a couple of minutes walk.
It's beside the shopping centre, nearly.
Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, your own opinions matter. How are you?
All right, Jeremy, you well?
Good. Now, are you siding with the taxi driver here as well?
Well, just a little nugget of information there. Firstly, I was going to say the taxi driver was in the wrong because he pulled the wool over your man's eyes, because when he got in and gave that address, straight away he should have said, oh, I'm not going there, I'm only going to such a destination. But now that you've said that, he actually said at the start, Blanchardstown Village, changes the narrative, you know? So if he got in that taxi and at the start he said, can you take me to Blanchardstown Village? And your man took him there, and then while the wheels are in motion and he said, oh, by the way, I've changed my mind, can I go to such a place? The taxi driver 100% is in his right to say, sorry, I'm not going in there for fear of safety, you know? 100% agree with the taxi driver.
But what, I don't get it, lads. What was going to happen to that taxi driver in Sheepmoor at 2 o'clock on Saturday
Who
night?
Who knows?
What do you mean? But it could happen.
Adrian, Jeremy.
Said he'd
okay, Jeremy.
Before.
Yes.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Would you go and give out selection boxes in that estate again after being ran over?
Would I give
he
out...
would, because he's hard,
give,
yeah.
Would, no, would I
he
give
wouldn't.
Out... No, I wouldn't. No.
No, exactly. And you were only ran out there. This taxi driver was attacked in there. So you wouldn't go back there either.
So the people who happen to live in estates like Sheepmoor and Blanchardstown, they have to suffer. They have to suffer now, do they?
It's always the way in life. Mm. The minority ruin it for the majority.
Yep.
You wouldn't have a problem if a bus was pulled out because it was getting bricked, would you? And that happens all the time in these areas.
All the time.
Safety becomes
every
over everything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how come during the summer? I don't know if many of you remember this story during the summer when a senator, Irish senator, who's also a member of the travelling community, Eileen Flynn, yeah, was being dropped. There was war over this during the summer. She was being dropped home by a taxi driver. And when the taxi driver realised that she was going to a halting site, because that's obviously where she lived, the taxi driver refused to bring her into the halting site, and she called for a state apology. She got an apology over it. There was war over it. Is that any different?
It happens all the same. Open Labrador Park, where we are on the Coymore Road, taxi men won't go in there either.
Well, it's the reason for not wanting to go into the halting sites, just their fear of their life.
Too many bad experiences. People jumping out, not paying them, running away and stuff like that. It's just
for
not worth the hassle.
It's very black and white. There's not really a grey area here. I think if you have a genuine concern for your safety or fear for your safety, then I think absolutely you should have the right to decide what you are comfortable doing. End of story.
Safety trumps discrimination
safety
in my book.
Everything. Trumps
you
everything.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So the taxi...
As long as you tell that taxi man where you exactly want to go, as soon as you get in that car, he then has the choice to say, sorry, I'm only going to such a place. And if you don't like that, well, then try another taxi.
And just say you can't find a taxi to bring you as far as Sheepmoor. So the people of Sheepmoor basically can't ever get a taxi.
Not every single taxi man is going to have a bad experience there. You will find one. Unfortunately, he just happened to have one, a pickup taxi man that had a bad experience there. And when you have a bad experience anywhere, you don't want to go back. You just admit it yourself.
I just think it's discrimination, and it's painting areas. Can you imagine how the people in these areas feel knowing that taxi drivers won't even go into their area?
They probably, well, I would imagine most of them probably understand, because they probably have family members who probably drive taxis themselves, and they would rather that their family members are safe and come home in one piece and don't end up in hospital after being mugged or attacked.
Safety in the workplace. I think it's a very dangerous job. I couldn't drive a vehicle knowing there's someone sitting over my shoulder in the back and I can't see them and they could do that in any given moment.
No, hang on, lads, you're getting confused here. The taxi driver that dropped Anthony home was not afraid of Anthony because he wouldn't have taken him into his taxi.
No, we know that. He was afraid of the area where he had a bad experience.
Okay, so what was...
And he was able to turn around and say...
So what was?
Well, like I just said to you, Jeremy, you wouldn't go back and give out selection boxes because of what happened before. Yeah, but it might not happen again, but you don't want to take that chance.
The taxi driver wasn't going to be giving out selection boxes. The taxi driver was literally going to drop Anthony to his girlfriend's door and then drive back out of the station. Now, what could have happened in that space of time?
Well, because he's had a bad experience, he's thinking someone might come out and mug him. Someone might throw a brick, whatever. But he has a right of safety. Hold on. He has a right of safety in the workplace. And if he feels that a safety could be dangerous.
Do you not understand that if somebody doesn't feel safe to do something, then they it's different if he was a guard and he's or a paramedic and they're an emergency service that have to, you know, their job is they have to help anybody who's sick or anybody who's in danger. They have to. That's their job. A taxi driver is not bound by anything to put himself in danger.
Now, he wasn't afraid of Anthony, but do we know the bad experience that he had when he went in there the first time? Do we actually know the details of it?
No, all he says
no. Was, okay. So it may be he had someone that was like Anthony before and he let his guard down. He thought he was grand, I'm not afraid, and all of a sudden it went wrong. And he's like, no, I'm not taking that chance again.
All he said was that he was attacked. Now, that could have been anything. That could have been just a couple of lads shouting at him.
It doesn't matter if it was somebody shouting. It doesn't matter if somebody said boo to him. And if he feels unsafe and uncomfortable for the sake of a tenner, 15 quid, not a hope. Absolutely. Leave them as far away that you're comfortable as you can.
I would say the attacker was a high chance of being the passenger. You know, in my book, I'd say the attacker was more than likely the passenger.
Jay,
you're in close proximity with each other.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you? And we'll come back to you in a sec. Sorry, what was the last point you made there, Eddie? Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying the attacker, more than likely, was the passenger.
I would extend what I'm saying to delivery drivers as well. It's not worth, if you don't feel comfortable, if you're a delivery driver and you get a call out to an estate that, or if you've been, you know, attacked before and you don't want to go into that estate, put yourself first, because somebody getting a bag of chips and a pizza isn't worth it. So I don't.
My dad drove for CIE for years, and he'd always come home with stories about rocks flying through windows and fellas being cut and blah, blah, blah. And I'd be thinking one day, that could be my old man.
Yeah.
Now, he was lucky it wasn't, but his colleagues got the brunt of it.
You bad luck, wrong place, wrong time. Do you know what I mean?
And you're just trying to go out to earn a crust, like, you know? Not worth it.
I'm sorry. Someone else's offence isn't. Yeah, as you said, safety trumps everything.
Okay, let's hear from a taxi driver on this. Neil.
Jeremy, is it okay for us to get attacked for the people not to suffer and us to be in hospital and not be able to work for our family or possibly get extremely injured or get very bad? You know, it's dangerous out there at night time. I don't do nights anymore. I've done it for about a year. When I started this 16 years ago, I would never do it again. People have no respect. They've no respect for the taxi driver. They've known nothing for the taxi driver. And they don't care about them once they get home. And what they don't realise is we're dropping them to their door. We're dropping them to the door. But no matter where they're going, they could say, we're going here, then I'm going here, then I'm going here, then I'm going here. And your fucking nerves is gone. I'm telling you now, they'll change their mind in the car where they're going. Me, I'm a big softy. I'll just go where I'm told to go. But my fucking nerves will be gone. Basically. Cheers, Jeremy.
Thanks, Neil, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the job that you guys do and how difficult the job is that you guys do.
I do,
and I would hate for any taxi driver to be attacked. But I'm just saying, the people that suffer are people like Anthony, who just wanted to get home in the pissings of rain at 2 o'clock on a Saturday night. So
It's sad that he has to suffer and he wouldn't have caused any trouble, but again, if the risk is higher, if you feel uncomfortable, then Anthony's poor little legs are going to just have to manage it.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Okay, Jay, how are you, Jay? You're on Opinions
Matter. How are you, Jeremy? How are you getting on?
Graham, what do you make of this as someone who drives on the roads?
Jeremy, you're just literally going out to annoy people today, are you? With your comments.
No, what did I say?
Jeremy, come on. With this stupid, why would you not go in there? What could possibly happen? I'll tell you, a brick through the window. All right, he's off the road. Okay, sir, he gets dragged out of his car, his car gets taken. There's his knife taken, his car's gone. I'm sure you can get loads of taxi men to ring you up now, loads of busmen that have bricks come through their second windows. I mean, try and drive a truck through some of these past some of these houses, take on the main roads around Halloween, and you'll know what it's all about. Elon, fireworks, rockets, fucking anything you can get the hands on at you.
What have you witnessed, Jay, on the road?
Like, I'm on the road all my life. I've seen fellas stuff on bridges. Up the north was a big thing there a couple of years ago, and a few truck drivers lost their eyes over it. They stand on a bridge and they throw stones. They throw rocks off. You're doing 70, 80 kilometres an hour down a motorway, 90 kilometres down an hour, and a brick comes through your window. You'll know all about it.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. And Jeremy here playing, you know, being that.
I know, we don't.
No, you're playing the game, Jeremy.
Hang on, nobody's.
Jeremy, you're too long putting down estates. You're putting down estates all over Dublin since the day you came on the airways, okay? Yep. You're forever at it. You think you're this big second snob that lives in an ivory tower. You forever put down Tallaght, Dundalk, and Ballyfermot, and Finglas, Blanchardstown, Coolock, Dandale, any of them areas, the North Inner City, the South Inner City. You're forever doing it. You'd never move into one of the areas. Nope. You've always said that. Anytime you said, would you buy a house? No, you wouldn't. So don't pretend like these areas are great areas. They're not. Unfortunately, okay, as I've always said it, there's more people in there that are good than are bad, but they won't stand up to the bad.
My point was, Jay, yes, I wouldn't live in Sheepmore if you gave me a free house there, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're talking about they could get a brick thrown at the car. You could get a brick thrown at your car driving down the M50.
What a stupid thing.
No, you couldn't. No, that is too close. Yeah, you could, but then the guard to be on that. But these fellas are going into a house estate in the middle of the night. They're cornered in these house estates. Look what happened to guards when they went into Cherry Orchard to get that car. The car was rammed. Okay, so what's to stop them being sitting in? Oh, here's a taxi driver. They're going to clap out little joke that they've been joy riding on. Like, yeah, you put a video up last week of one up in Tallaght flying around the house estate. Yep. Now, what's to stop them ramming a taxi? What's them to stop them ramming a car? I wouldn't go in there at night time in my car if I didn't have to go in there, unless I was going to pick up one of my kids. Other than that, I'd give them a wide berth.
My point is that scum can be anywhere. They can hang out anywhere.
No, they're not. They hang out in certain areas.
Having a rock thrown at you on the M50. When you're going on the M50, you're not going to a high risk area for attacks.
Lads, rocks have been thrown at cars on the M50.
Yes, you're not going into a high risk area for these attacks.
And the guards, if somebody done that on the M50, the guards would be on it like a light, because they'd be getting phone calls off motorists, they wouldn't allow it. But the guards won't even go into these house estates after dark. Could you imagine sending one patrol car in there with a young lady in it, fresh out of the academy? Oh, there you go, going up the Sheepmore there, there's a taxi man after being robbed.
Stay there for a second, please, Jay. Let me go to Dave. How are you, Dave? Your own opinions matter.
Oh, well, what's the crack?
Brian, what do you want to say about this?
Dave didn't know I was going to ring him, yes. Oh, he didn't even tell him we were calling him, but he seems okay with talking, so you might as well ring him back.
No, go on, go back to Jay for a second, because we went to him too early. Jay, here's a message for you, and I want to put this to you. Will you ask that man, Jason, who's on at the moment, I'm a 22-year-old female who lives in one of these estates. What happens if I want to get a taxi home alone at 3 o'clock in the morning when I finish my night shift? Does the taxi driver leave me at the shops? Do I have to walk to the estate on my own? Is it my fault?
Well, it's not the taxi driver's fault where you live. Is it? Is it the taxi driver's fault where you live? No, it's not. You've asked to be brought to an area. He's done a risk assessment. Now, the last three times I went in there, twice I was attacked, once I was. No, I'm not taking the chance. I'm sorry, you get a different taxi. There you go. Problem solved.
So she has to drive home on her own, basically, does she? Or she has to walk home?
Well, that's her alternative arrangement.
She made it home.
Why should he put himself in danger to get home?
Yeah.
He's not contractually or obliged to do it by any law. He's a taxi driver. He doesn't. I mean, if he's down up a road and the road is flooded, or the 6 foot of snow on the road, is he going to be forced to drive up? And now this is far as I can take you. No, he's going to be told it's not safe to go down that road. This is as far as I go. Thank you very much.
And
to be honest, I wouldn't let anybody get into these estates into my car unless I got cash up front. And that's it, honestly. No problem. Here's one for you, Jeremy. No problem. I'll bring you to your door, but it's an extra 15 quid. I'll bring you there, but I want extra. No, what's wrong with that?
Okay,
I'm thinking of my car. I'm thinking of my safety. I have no problem bringing it up to this house estate that we all know is bad, but I'm going to charge you extra.
Okay, so we're charging danger money now for taxi drivers to go.
Why not?
Danger money.
Why not? They're taking a chance. I mean, they're taking the chance that they're going to be able to walk. Okay, he brings you home to that house, yeah, and on the way out, he gets smashed up, his car gets smashed up. Has he the right to go back in and ask you to pay his wages till he's back and walk?
again, we're talking about what are the chances. We're talking about chances.
Ask taxi men. Okay, ask the guys to release the press. How many taxi men have been attacked and assaulted in this city in the last 12 months? And
too many.
How many have had jump outs? Well, there you go. So why put them in extra danger?
So
are you going to pay his wages if he can't go to work? If he's out of work for a week because his car's off the road, because he dropped you to your house after him telling you that's not right, that I can't go in there, are you going to pay him while he's off the road? No, you're not. You're going to say, tough, you took a chance.
You're not hearing me, Jay. I'm not saying that taxi drivers deserve to be attacked. I think it's disgraceful that they're attacked. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's the poor people, like that girl that just messed a few minutes ago, 22 years of age, and you want her to walk through her estate alone at night because...
But she lives there. Chances are she's safe. She probably knows her neighbours.
She knows all the scumbags, so she'd be all right. She grew up in that estate. So therefore, she'd know all the scumbags. And therefore, she'd also know a taxi man wouldn't bring her up there if she's from that estate.
If I lived in a rough estate and a taxi driver said to me, look, I'm concerned about my safety, I've been attacked here before, I'd say to him, that's absolutely no problem at all. I completely understand. Because he probably has a family at home, probably has young kids to feed. And it's not, even if you don't get killed, it's just not worth the hassle for the sake of 10, 15 quid. Even if you're not barred, even if only someone only tries to, do you know what I mean, intimidate you, it's still not worth it.
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for a second, please. Let me play this one from... Here's a voice note from Avian.
Yeah, folks, sorry I can't call in. I'm in the office today. But no, I just want to say, taxi drivers, like delivery drivers, they have every right to refuse service to an area if their safety is threatened. And I've experienced before where I've asked to go to areas in Dublin and a taxi driver said no, and I don't blame them. Like, you think back to when Dublin bus drivers refused to serve Pairs of Tala in the evenings because they wanted increased security. The fact is, these communities where antisocial behaviour and violence are rife, the people in these communities need to stand up to the evil and to the bad within their communities. But if that's not happening, then you can't expect taxi drivers, delivery drivers, bus drivers, or whoever to serve these communities. Communities have a responsibility to stand up to these issues. And if they don't do that, then tough luck.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie. And we're talking about Anthony's issue. Taxi driver wouldn't go into his area. His girlfriend, where his girlfriend lives, Sheepmore in Blanchardstown. Now, we were asking Katie at the start of this podcast, how bad is Sheepmore? And she said, even though she couldn't give me examples, which is bizarre, but she said it's a no-go area, but no examples.
No, I don't need to give you examples. I know.
You can't just say a place is bad.
Well, let's watch Inside the Cave. The guards were talking about it. I mean, it's well known. It's just well known.
So Anthony anyway was left walking at 2 o'clock in the morning in the piss and rain, as he said, and he believes it's discrimination that taxi drivers are certain that are choosing certain places.
It's not discrimination. It's not. Your health is your wealth. Your safety is your priority, and that's it. No job is worth it.
Okay, Eileen, what do you want to say on this?
I'm just saying, I don't think it's worth the risk for a taxi driver. To go there, if they think an area is a risk to their safety, why should they waste their time going there? Why risk their safety?
Now, you know, in your voice, you said that. Hang on, I'm going to send you your voice note that you just sent a couple of minutes ago, because I found it one of the things you said in it quite interesting. I sent that to you there, Jeremy.
Okay, let's have a listen to it. Hang on there, Ollie.
Hi, guys. I don't know, the show's still going on, but I don't blame that taxi driver one bit. You wouldn't catch me anywhere near Blanchardstown in one of them little working-class, little drug-dealing areas.
Oh, so Blanchardstown is a working-class drug-dealing area?
No, surrounding areas, guys. You see, all the Maz and Arant stuff happening.
The Maz and Arant stuff are happening in Sheepmore.
Are they? I don't know. I'm not on the page. So, have you been to Blanchardstown recently, Eileen?
I have.
And you've seen drug dealing going on, have you?
But I thought you wouldn't be caught dead in a place like that.
Well, I had to go there for work. Well, it wasn't horrible. It's not like they assaulted me, but it was just very intimidating.
It's very interesting. Blanchardstown's a lovely place.
Blanchardstown is, there's parts of Blanchardstown that are gorgeous. You go up near Roselawn. Roselawn is lovely.
Well, Roselawn is Castle Knock, really, isn't
it? It's only a couple of minutes there from Sheepmoor, and it's a really nice spot. There are parts of Blanche that are really, really nice. And there are people, I know people in Blanche who are really, really nice. So I don't think it's fair to tar the whole area with one brush.
Well, that's just the fault of the people who are drug dealing in the most.
Where are you? This is a question.
Sorry, everybody in Sheepmoor, if we're talking about Sheepmoor, everybody in Sheepmoor isn't a drug dealer.
Well, I just would love to ask Eileen, and this is a question that I've wondered for a long time. Where are you from?
Me, where I'm from?
Yeah.
Is that relevant?
Well, I mean, you're putting down this area, so I just out of curiosity would love to know. I just can't really place your accent, so I'd love to know where you're from.
Well, Katie, I'll have you know, I am slightly south of the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's as much as you're going to tell, is it? South of the river doesn't mean a good area either. Just because you're south of the river doesn't mean you're from a particularly good area. There's plenty of areas that are south of the river where there's drug dealing going on and little scumbags and people who would rather die than go there.
Well, I, at least in my estate, it's very peaceful. I haven't had any problem. And the only problems I've had is my neighbours just being arseholes. But that's because of their own noise. There's no drug dealing in my area.
Well, hey, nah, here, how do you know there's no drug dealing in your area?
Because you don't see it.
Well, I don't see it in my estate. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Of course, there's drug dealing in every area. I mean, that's how they get a chokehold in the country, which they're drunk. They need to do it everywhere in every area.
This isn't about drug dealing, Ireland. This is about a man wanting to go home to his estate, to his girlfriend's house in Sheepmoor in Blanchardstown, and the taxi driver not letting him. And you're saying you can't blame the taxi driver because the chances are there's drug dealers. And drug dealers are attacking taxi drivers, are they?
Well, you see, if you give a drug dealer the wrong look, if you're in a car or not, there's a chance they can throw a bottle at your window, you know, destroy your windshield.
Dave, how are you?
What's the story, lads?
Grant, what do you want to say about this?
No, I'm just wondering. I'm just curious, last today is, why is Jeremy being so nice all of a sudden?
Why, I'm being nice? No, I'm not being nice. I'm being practical about it.
But you're not, though, because not so long ago you were talking about Cherry Orchard with their feral kids and their horrible people, and the guards should run in armed and fire shots up into the sky to disperse all the feral youth.
I don't think I've ever said the guards should fire shots up into the sky.
Oh, you did, yeah, because I nearly choked laughing when you made that suggestion.
Oh, did I say that? Okay.
Yeah.
No, my point...
Don't you just hate when being a dick comes back to literally bite you in the ass?
No, it's nothing to do with being... No, Dave, I said a few minutes ago I wouldn't buy a house and I wouldn't live in Sheepmoor if you gave me a house for free.
On the same side, you're saying that you can't understand why... That you're acting almost perplexed as to why a taxi driver would fit. Yeah. That's bizarre.
Yeah, like normally you'd be spitting venom over these places. Yeah.
No, I spoke to this guy, Anthony, who's a regular listener to this show before we came on air. He was in work and he seemed like a really, really decent fella. Why should he not be able to get a lift to his door?
Because he's trying to get a lift into an area where a taxi driver might get his like car bricked out of it. I'm originally from Blanchardstown, okay? And it was a shithole 23 years ago when we moved out. I've kept in contact with people since, and it's an even bigger shithole now. Youngfellas used to brick cars out of it just for the crack. Taxi drivers in particular, they used to try and knock the sign off the top of the car. And I'm sorry, but like, it's all well and good to say, oh, well, you know, you should provide a service, you should bring him in. That's okay for us to say. What happens if a guy has to replace his windscreen, gets glass in his eye, gets robbed, you know, has his car taken off him and gets it burnt out? I mean, look at the spate of attacks on delivery drivers over the last couple of years.
Well, how come some taxis do go into these troubled estates like Cherry Orchard? I mean, there's many people that live in these estates and manage to get taxis home.
Because of money. Because some people are willing to take the risk for the few pounds. Some people are just like, oh, fuck it, I've had a bad experience before. You know, once bitten, twice shy. I mean, if he was really that badly stuck for a taxi, just get a taxi app, you know, put in the address on the taxi app. Eventually you're going to find someone to bring you, and there you go, job done.
And the problem is it could be a foreign national driver who doesn't know about reputations of areas. A lot of foreign taxi drivers wouldn't know.
Hey, listen, any students can get taxis, okay? Try living in fucking rural Ireland. I'm trying to get a taxi for a Saturday night and I think I'm going to end up with a horse and cart.
I know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. No, at least there are taxis in Dublin, but I just think it's unfair that it's the people that are suffering. Like that 22-year-old girl who doesn't want to walk through her estate at night after a night out because she happens to live in a bad estate.
Well, unfortunately, man, I mean, it's a very simple rule in life. Life isn't fair sometimes. You know, just build a fucking bridge and get over it.
Don't judge an area before you even go into it. That's all I'm saying.
Says he who's judged every area that's ever...
Now maybe I'm getting soft in my old age. Trevor, how are you?
Yeah. No, he's not there.
Oh, sorry, he's not there. Okay. Well, what have we learned? What have we learned there today?
That your personality changes like the weather.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
What have we learned? We've learned that safety trumps all and that if you don't feel safe going somewhere, don't go. Refuse. It's not worth the money. It's not worth your safety. Your health is your wealth. End of story. Bada bing, bada boom.
I just thought we were past judging people from where they came from. Oh. No, I don't know.
Oh, Jeremy. Thank you for this little golden nugget today. I just thought we were past judging people on where they come from, says the man who has based his career in radio and built his time up through many years in radio.
Here we go. Here's the man.
Literally judging people on where they're from.
You were behaving so well up until now.
No, but it's just a hypocrisy. Let's not judge people. Ooh, let's not judge people on where they're from, one says.
Let me just read out that message.
And after we got off, you were like, that fucking fingless.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm a female taxi driver. I used to work nights until last year. I don't know how any female taxi driver could work nights, and I see many of them doing it. I was mugged in Sheepmore a year ago. Two young fellas hopped into the back of my car. They weren't passengers. They were about 16 years of age, no older, she says. Pulled a blade on me. Never been so scared in my life. Jeremy, you are wrong. Sheepmore is a no-go. I didn't say Sheepmore wasn't a no-go. I just asked for examples of what has happened, and you've given me an example. Thank you very much. That is shocking.
Now, have we learned today? We learned that is shocking.
Yeah, but that is awful.
We also learned that Jeremy doesn't judge.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I do judge.
Jeremy doesn't judge.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this latest edition of Opinions Matter.
And Jeremy doesn't judge.
I don't judge. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. And we will talk to you soon on the next one. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.